read this feature about counterfeit food. Some of it surprised me, some of it already knew. If it's imported food, chances are it won't come up to American standard. This not only cheats the purchaser, it's a scam on U.S. producers. I stopped buying imported frozen fish when I learned about catfish. Only homegrown for me. Honey? I see small 8-ounce bottles of honey with a price of $7 to $8. All this label tells me is pure honey. Paid a local producer $15 for a 5-pound jar of locally produced honey. Now, these are just two items that I've had personal experience with. I don't know how many there are, but I know it's growing. Some are diluted, some are altered, some are outright counterfeit. My concern is, why is it allowed to happen? We have laws to regulate quality. We have ways to test. But the number of counterfeit foods is still growing. It's costing billions of dollars. Well, that's AgriView for today. Everett Griner, Southeast AgNet.